بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفيها ما تشتهي الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون لكم فيها فاكهة كثيرة منها تأكلون. In this ayat that we were reading, Allah Ta'ala describes the beautiful ni'mat of Jannat which will be granted to the people of Jannat. We read previously how what a great address of love Allah addresses them, tells them that they'll have no fear, no grief whatsoever. And that was what they had to do in this world, they did. May Allah give us tawfiq while we have got this time to do what we have to do to please Allah Ta'ala. Allah will further say, enter into Jannat you and your spouses happily together without any ill feelings or anything in the heart. And they will be served with beautiful utensils of gold, etc. and with the wonderful dishes of Jannat. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي الْأَنْفُسِ. And there in Jannat you will get all that what your nafs desires. Whatever you will desire. Yeah, in this world we are forbidden to follow the haram desires of our nafs. Those which are permissible, to eat halal food, etc. To eat, to sleep at a time when we won't be missing a namaz, etc. That is permitted. But haram desires of the nafs, we are totally forbidden that we follow them. But there you will be given all the desires of your nafs. Whatever you will desire in the form of food, in the form of woman, in the form of enjoyment, whatever you can imagine, it will be given there to those people. And one particular thing of all this enjoyment will be وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ, and the great enjoyment of the eye. What reference is made to the enjoyment of the eye? That they will see Allah Ta'ala. And there is no greater enjoyment in Jannat as in anywhere but seeing Allah. Allah is the greatest beauty and the greatest. And to understand that is also not difficult, that how many beautiful things we see in this world. Who is the creator? Allah. So how beautiful must not Allah Ta'ala be? There are so many sweet things that we enjoy. When Allah is the creator, then how sweet must not Allah Ta'ala be? We see many people who have got very good character and we get impressed by their character, and then Allah is the creator of all that character. So what will be the character of Allah Ta'ala? Anything, knowledge is a thing, we admire a person because of his knowledge. And all this knowledge that there is in the world is only from Allah Ta'ala. So what is the knowledge of Allah? So that great enjoyment of the eyes. Like that, there is enjoyment, the tashtahil anfus, what the nafs will enjoy. That will be in different ways, as far as eating is concerned, as far as touching is concerned, all as far as smelling the beautiful, wonderful fragrances of Jannat they will smell. But Allah is referred to the enjoyment of the eyes particularly, because it will be the eye that will see Allah Ta'ala. So that will be that great enjoyment the eye will get. And then one other great enjoyment Allah refers to, which is a great worrying thing in this world, but there Allah will declare it right at the beginning, وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, and you will remain in there forever and ever. You don't have to worry of death coming, you don't have to worry that you will be thrown out from here or anything. You will live there forever, and you will live at the young, tender age of just becoming baligh, which will be 33 years in Jannat. And forever you will remain at that age. You won't become old, you won't become sick, you don't have to worry of taking out some medical aid or anything. There is no disease whatsoever, and you just live forever. And then further Allah Ta'ala says, how did you get that Jannat? وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And that Jannat which you have got, it is that you are made to inherit it because of what you did in this world. That is your good action. A person will enter Jannat by Iman, and that is only by the favor of Allah. And then the various stages of Jannat, that will be according to the actions of a person. That how much more he did, that one more Subhanallah we read, that one more La ilaha illallah that we read, that one more 5 rand we gave as charity, all that is going to take us up higher and higher in Jannat. So for all that, this is the occasion to do it. Once our eyes close, we die, then we can't do anything for the year after. Only that will benefit us, which we left behind as an income for our akhirat, and which is carrying on. Like we gave into a masjid, to build a masjid, or we gave to have a well dug, and the people are still taking water from there. Any such acts which still carries on, that reward we will also get. So this will be that enjoyment of Jannat according to our amal here in this world. لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ مِّنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. And one particular other ni'mat amongst many others will be that there will be plenty of fruit, and no season of fruit also. And here also, fruit is expensive also, but there you will just have it in abundance. And as much as you want, and you will be eating from there. It won't be just that you're seeing it, like we have artificial fruit that is put on the table, that is just artificial. But there will be real fruit, and you will be eating of it. And every bite you take of that fruit, the next bite will be much more enjoyable than the previous bite. Not like in this world, sometimes you're eating an apple and it's rotten at the core, but you don't know. The outside of it is very nice, and you didn't realize, and you bit on that rotten part, which was so bitter, and you just spit it out immediately. In Jannah, there is no question of it. In this world, we eat a guava, very nice and sweet it is. We are enjoying and praising it. When we look at it, we see a worm is moving. And we're wondering how many worms I've already eaten. But in Jannat, it won't be worms, it will be Hurul Een that will be in the fruit. They will come out from that fruit, Hurul Een. So what will be that Jannat? And this is the occasion Allah has given us to acquire it. We will stay away from all type of sin that contaminates and destroys the good, and do as much good as we can. Instead of watching all the messages on the WhatsApp all the time, if we read one Subhanallah, that will be much more beneficial. Instead of backbiting, talking and discussing people, reading one Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, how valuable isn't that? That will take us much more further. Instead of gossiping, bickering, fighting with one another, all this dunya thing, what is the permissal of dunya, by all means we earn our living, we have our house, we see to the need, there is nothing wrong with that. That is also sawab with the correct intention. But the real thing is to prepare for akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq for akhirat.